Welcome to episode 25 of Good Enough for the Internet, the Nathaniel Jones Podcast. And now, here's your host, Nathaniel Jones!
Thank you. Welcome to the podcast. This is Nathaniel Jones talking.
Nathaniel?
Yes?
You know, I recall from the last episode that we had made a New Year's resolution to make this comedy podcast actually funny.
Yes, we did. So this entire episode today will be jokes from my brand new book, 101 Greatest Offensive Jokes, the sequel to my past book, 101 Greatest Poop Jokes.
Aha. And now, selections from 101 Greatest Offensive Jokes.
Now, before I start reading these jokes, I should warn you that these jokes are offensive. There are jokes here about dead babies. There are jokes about rape. There are jokes about raping dead babies. So if you have any human decency at all, now is the time to turn off the podcast. All right, I'll tell you one clean joke just so that you have something to listen to. But after that, stop listening to the podcast. It'll tarnish your soul to have heard it. All right, but first, with a clean joke, right? What did one kitten say to the other?
Meow.
All right, that was the one clean joke. For anyone who has any sort of a heart in your body, stop listening now. Okay, are you gone? Everyone's gone? Cool.
Welcome to audiobook recording of 101 Greatest Offensive Jokes by Nathaniel Jones, author of 101 Greatest Poop Jokes, and dedicated to your mom.
A husband and wife are running out of money, so the wife decides to become a prostitute. The next day, she comes home and tells her husband that she made $500 and 10 cents.
Who gave you 10 cents? Asks the husband.
Shlomo, that cheap Jew.
A girl sees her dad in the shower. What's that between your legs? She asks.
It's my dick!
A man walks into a bar. Ouch! It went up his ass. Why did the chicken cross the road? To rape some bitches. A fish walks into a bar. Vagina. Two blondes are walking down the street when they see a dollar in the middle of the road. One tries to get it and is hit by a truck and killed. The other tries to get it and is hit by a bus and killed. What a couple of dumb bitches. Two old ladies were reminiscing about their past. One says, "Remember what it feels like to have really great sex?" The other says, "No, I've got dementia." A gay man went shopping at a trendy, high-priced boutique.
Obviously.
A hunter was in the woods when he came upon a bear. The bear said, "Aw, man, not in my hair." A traveling salesman walked up to a farmhouse, hoping to find a place to stay. The farmer said, "You can stay in the barn, but if you sleep with my daughter, you die." So the salesman said, "Okay," and went to sleep in the barn. During the night, the daughter snuck in and they had sex. The next morning, the farmer said, "Now you have AIDS." Why did the chicken cross the road? Because there was a black guy on this side. A priest, a rabbi, and a lawyer walk into a bar. Then they leave because there are too many Pacific Islanders in there. Two Indians are hunting buffalo when one says, "Hey, you want smoke 'em peace pipe?" And the other says, "And how?" Casino. Three witches are flying around one night when they see a house on fire. The first witch says, "Let's save it."
The second says, let it burn. And the third says, dwee, I'm dumb because I'm Polish. A group of German men went out to dinner. What a sausage fest! Three old Jews are walking through town when they see a beggar. The first gives him a few cents. The second gives him a dollar. The third controls the world's banks and media outlets. A British man went out to eat some fish and chips, but had trouble chewing because of his bad teeth. Also, his wife is ugly. A kid saw a little car driving around and was surprised to see 50 people climb out. Are you clowns? No, Mexicans. A French man buys some groceries. The clerk offers to carry them to his car, but the Frenchman says, no, just bag it. Baguette. French. A woman met a blind date and was surprised to see that he was black. My penis is very large, he said. A man was eating dinner at a Chinese restaurant. He ordered a Coke, but then didn't drink it because he was afraid someone had peed in it as a joke. Two Eastern European women walk into a bar. Or maybe it was two Eastern European men, hard to tell. Two Native Americans walk into a fancy restaurant. The host says, do you have a reservation? Yes. How many Americans does it take to change a light bulb? None. They'll just stand around and complain that Obama hasn't done it yet. Some inner-city kids were out after dark. What were they doing? Selling drugs? Probably. A Republican senator was walking around when a hooker approached him. What do you think I am, a Democrat? Then he went and found a male hooker instead. A man went to see a lawyer. The lawyer lied to him. A Democrat, a Republican, and a Tea Partier go into a bar. The Democrat orders a beer. The Republican orders a whiskey. And the Tea Partier wets himself. A drunk stumbled out of a bar at closing time and ran straight into a cop. The cop says, looks like you've had a few too many. The drunk says, judge not, lest ye be judged. The cop shot him and planted cocaine on his body. Then a black man stole the cocaine, and the cop shot that guy too. One muffin says to another, is it hot in here? The other says, I think Hitler was right. A doctor went to give a young couple some bad news. I'm terribly sorry, your baby didn't survive. Where is it now? I ate it. Just kidding, it's on my dick. What did three fat people say to two fat people? Nothing, their mouths were full. Knock, knock. Who's there? Your mom. All around the house. Because she's so fat. A fat man walks into a barber shop and says, I'd like a little off the top. So the barber shoots him and plants cocaine on his body. It wasn't a barber, it was a cop. Two fat old ladies go to a buffet for the early bird special. Ha, it's funny because it's true. A family walks into a talent agency. The agent says, we don't accept family acts. The father says, just wait till you see it. And then the family puts on top hats and drinks tea while speaking in an English accent. What is this? The aristocrats. Helen Keller's fat mama was walking down the road in blackface with a dead baby up her ass when she saw Hitler and the entire U.S. Congress coming toward her. She threw the Quran at them, yelling, "You gay Jews will never get me!" Everyone else laughed and said, 9/11. The end.
Those were selections from 101 Greatest Offensive Jokes.
So what'd you think about the new joke format of the show?
Oh, that was terrible. Oh, why didn't I stop listening after the kitten joke? Oh, I want my stories, my kids back.
You know, I guess you're right. Next week is going back to family-friendly stories by kids. Maybe salute some Nathaniel Joneses. We'll see.
This has been episode 25 of Good Enough for the Internet. Find more at goodenoughfortheinternet.com.